You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Lech Lecha Tavshin Ein Vov. The common knowledge we all know is that Avraham Avinu is considered to be the Amud of Chesed, the pillar of Chesed. We say it every morning. Titen Emes Liakov, Chesed LaAvraham. Avraham Avinu personifies the concept of Chesed, of good deeds. And the very basic, obvious question is, really? Avraham Avinu, that's where he is? Where do we find throughout the Parshas the Chesed of Avraham Avinu? I mean, obviously next week, Parshas Vayera, we will have the classic story about the Chesed of Avraham Avinu, which is that he went ahead and did a special Hachnasas Archim. He greeted the guests even though he was under a lot of pain. That's true. But we have now a whole Parshas, Parshas Lech Lecha. Do we see any Chesed of Avraham Avinu throughout the Parsha? I mean, you may find a case throughout the Parsha. What?
Loit,
he went with them. Got a Loit of Avraham.
Saved him.
Yeah, I'm saying no, but Farish in the Torah, right? We go through, for example, what the Chazal tell us. You have a Sura Nisyonus Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, right? 10 trials, 10 tests. You would think that if Avraham Avinu, his main mission in the world is the Chesed, the test should be based on the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. But that's not the case. Most of the tests have to do with the dedication of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Starting with, depends on the different shittas, what were the tests? Let's say, according to one, he was thrown into the fire in Ur Kasdim. He believed in Hashem. Beginning of this week's parasha, Lech Lecha Ma'aretzecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to leave everything, to go because of the command of Hashem, and he listened. Obviously, the ultimate nisayon that he listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sacrifice his son. Where do we see here the Chesed of Avraham Avinu? It would seem odd that if Avraham Avinu it needs to be the one who brings to the world the idea of Chesed, why don't we see the Chesed more dealt in a meferishdik way, in a more clear way in the Torah? We find it very little. What's the idea? Furthermore, there's a fascinating Gemara Shabbos that Petesa Mudbeis in the end of the Sugyas dealing with Mamad Har Sinai. And the Gemara tells us that what's going to happen is in the end of the days HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to the Avos HaKadoshim. Gemara says, Ma'od Echtiv Ke'ato Avinu Ke'Avram Lo'yadano V'Yisrael Lo'yikirenu. You're our father. Avram and Yisrael don't recognize us. So the Gemara says something, a sugya that needs to be dealt with on its own, maybe our own shir, but let's just take one thing out of here. La'asid lava in the future, Yoimer la Kadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell Avram, Banecha chotuli, your children sinned. What do we do? He goes to Avram and says, what do we do? Your kids are doing chatoim. He says, Yimachu Akdusha Shmecha. You have to get rid of them. Chas Hashem. He goes to Yaakov, the Havlet Tzur God, he says, maybe we'll ask Yaakov Avinu. He also says, Yimachu Akdusha Shmecha. Then they go to Yitzchak Avinu. He says, Baruch HaChatu. So Yitzchak Avinu goes and he makes a whole debate and a whole negotiation tactic with Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu to say how to save, to say Am Yisrael. He says, Amal Afan Aribani Shulim B'nai V'loi B'necho. Are my children not your children? What about, and then he goes and says how many years a person lives, and half of it he sleeps, it's only half of it he's busy with other things, so really it's only a quarter of the life, palga alai, palga alecha, let's divide it. Let's divide the burden, says Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in and saves Am Yisrael. Okay, he didn't stand the Gemara. But the Gemara says that the first one HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, who's the one who demonstrates chesed, the idea of, you know, good, of good's guide, of giving, he's the one, when you go to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu says, well, if they didn't do the right thing, Yemocha Kusha Shmecha. How does that coincide with the Midas HaChesed of Avraham? It seems to be, you know, we always say Yitzchak is the Gevurah, is the, maybe the toughness, that it's a little harder to, you know, to deal with. He's the one who's the more apologetic, he's the one who's a senegoria, right? He's Melamed Tzchus. Avraham Avinu isn't. How do you understand that? And finally, the final question we'll introduce today is what we have in this week's parasha as well is the Bris Ben Absarim. We have the preview to Bris Ben Hamsayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and Avraham Avinu goes and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu he asks some questions. And he starts with, the parasha goes in, he says, I don't have children. Avraham Avinu complains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you will have children. And he was already old, and it was a miracle, as Chazal tells us. And it says, Vayamin Bashem, he believed Hashem. Vayach Shaveh Eloi Tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it as a tzedakah, as a reward, that he believed in such a miraculous things that he will have a child. Then he says, right after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you will be zoiche also to inherit Eretz Yisrael. For him, my love, Ani Hashem, Asher Tzicho Me'ur Kazdim, L'seis L'choa Sa'oris Ha'zois L'rishto. You will get Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu suddenly says, Vayomer, Hashem Elokim, B'mei Dokei Rishena. Who says I'm going to inherit it? I'm not so sure. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and makes Bris Ben Hamsayim. The story was a darkness. And he tells them all the galus, the exile that Am Yisrael will suffer, and all the terrible things. And Chazal already mentioned that really Avraham Avinu asking B'mei Eda, he is questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, well, you're questioning me. And he sees all the bad things that will happen to his children. That all has to do with this question of Me'edah Kereshena. And the question is, Avraham Avinu, he just believed. First of all, Avraham Avinu is the Roish Lama'aminim. He's the biggest believer in the world. He's the one who started from zero. There's nobody else to teach him. He taught himself Torah, as Chazal tells us. He didn't have any teacher to show him HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who revealed the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own by just common sense, looking around the world and saying, how can it be that the world does not have a leader? He's the one who's questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But furthermore, just a second ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him something which makes no sense. Depends on how old he was at Bris Ben Hamsayim, but he's in his 90s. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you will have a child. And he believes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you will inherit Eretz Yisrael. But who says I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Really? That's so hard to believe? You believe you'll have a child, but you don't believe you'll inherit Eretz Yisrael? Why is that so difficult to believe? What's going on over here? So to understand all that, we'll start with a beautiful Reb Tzadik in Sefer Kedusha Shabbos, who says the following idea. And based on this idea, we'll understand what is the Avos HaKedoshim in general, specifically Avraham Avinu, what is the avodah that the Chazal tell us, they gave us. Reb Tzadik says the following. The Arizal teaches us that the three Seudos of Shabbos are divided to the three Avos. Friday night is Keneged. You would think of Rome. And actually the Tur says that. The Tur goes on and says that three meals of Shabbos are divided in order of Rome in the night, Yitzchak for the day, and Yaakov Shal Shabbos. But the Arizal says that the order is different. It's not in the right order, in the right sequence. Friday night, says the Ari, is Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. Shabbos day is Avraham, and then Shal Shuras is Yaakov. You start with Yitzchak. So, and that's the idea that Arizal says, and obviously you have to understand what that really means. But Reb Tzadik goes on and says, you know, that's the reason why there's a difference between the Kiddush you do Friday night and the Kiddush you do Shabbos day. The Kiddush you do Friday night is a very long Kiddush. We're doing a very big bracha. The main kiddush is Mekadesh HaShabbos, and we're going ahead, and we're very specific and very clear and very elaborate to go and say about the kiddush of Shabbos. But when we go in and speak when we get to Shabbos day, we go in and do Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Pri Gafen. There's no kiddush. We say some psukim before, but which really not part of the kiddush. If you didn't say the psukim, you yoytze. It's not a problem. And we really are not mentioning anything about the Kiddush of Shabbos. What's the idea? So it says up to the following. Yitzchak Avinu represents the Midas HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the most basic understanding, Din means judgment. You don't get anything if you don't deserve it. Din means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving any free lunch. Everything has to be earned. So who is the one who's doing the main work? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the human being? Well, it's the human being, the Adam. If he doesn't earn something, he doesn't get anything. Whatever he has is because he earned it. It's the avodah that depends on the Adam. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, he represents the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that Hashem, he bestows good on people with no, you know, even if they don't deserve it. So the midas chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, really, who's the one who's acting over here? The Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem. And not the human being. Because actually, the human being is getting something he doesn't deserve. He doesn't have to do anything. He just gets it. So says Reb Tzadik, that's exactly how we see the Kiddush of Shabbos and Friday night and Shabbos day. Friday night, we are doing everything. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I'm not doing. I'm the midas gvura, the din. He's not doing. It depends on you. The Adam is the one who's acting. You have to do Kiddush Shabbos. If you don't do Mikdash HaShabbos, you're missing out on Kiddush. But Shabbos day, all you have to do is Borei Pri HaGafen. You just say a Brikas Hananim even. You're saying a bracha on wine. Who's doing the Kiddush? The Kiddush is done automatically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Friday night, I do the Kiddush because I'm trying. It's a Yitzchak Avinu time. It's the darkness. It's when Hashem is not, so to speak, we don't see so much the action of Hashem. So we're doing the action. But when we speak in Shabbos day, we are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. It's light. Everything is bright. It's done for us. The world is clear. And we're just accepting the Kedusha of Hashem is doing. That's how he divides the Friday night meal, which belongs to Yitzchak, and the Shabbos day meal, which belongs to Avraham. And if you take a step forward, you see that that's exactly this idea. What is Avraham Avinu saying, Reb Tzadik over here? Avraham Avinu is the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and bestows everything, and he just receives it. And furthermore, he's the one who actually brings and reveals to the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing good over here. We see it's L'maisa B'feyu Sharashi. And Parshas Chayesara, when Avraham Avinu is ordering Eliezer to go and find a wife for Yitzchak. So Avraham Avinu tells Eliezer, he says, Elokei Hashamayim Shalakachti Beis Avi, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of heaven, took me away from my father's house, referring to Pasha's Lech Lecha. And he says Rashi, V'loi Omer Elokei Haaretz. He didn't say that he's the God of earth as well, only of heaven. Before, Avraham Avinu refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God of heaven and earth. Why here he's referring only to Shemaim? Omer Lei, listen to what his idea. Achshavu Elokei Shemaim v'Elokei Haaretz. Right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of heaven and earth. Shirgalti b'fiyah b'iris. Because I introduced him to the world. Avakishalakachani b'is ovi haya Elokei Shemaim v'lo Elokei Haaretz. When he took me from my father's house, he was, so to speak, kivyachol, only God of heaven. Shiloyu bei oylo makirim boy, the world did not know him. Veloy ayaro shalshmoy lo aragil baritz. Says Rashi, Avraham Avinu is telling Eliezer, you know what I did here in the world? I introduced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. I'm the one who brought this world, and people did not know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. We did not realize. I came and told everybody, Elokei Shemayim v'Elokei Haaretz. He's not only up there, he's also down here in this world. He's everywhere. I introduced, I showed, I demonstrated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over here. This fits in, by the way, a side point, to avort, the Hasidim say, the Gemara tells us, that when a person, it says in one hand, that the world belongs to Hashem. And all then it says, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, for Eretz Yisrael Bnei Adam. So it's like more, what does it mean? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu control everything? Or the Eretz belongs to human beings? Says the Gemara, Kan Koydim Bracha, Kan Lacher Bracha, famous Gemara. Here's before Bracha, here's after Bracha. So Pashav Shat, that's what Rashi explains there, is that before Bracha, before a person benches on the food, so then LaHashem Eretz Yisrael, the world belongs to Hashem. You can't touch anything. But after you do a bracha, the Eretz Yisrael Bnei Adam. The Hasidim say no. The Pshat is the opposite. Before the bracha, the world is divided. Because Baruch is up there in Shemaim. And V'oratos of Ne'odam, we're divided. You can't ensure a world which doesn't have any ruchnius in it, that has any association to Hashem. But when we do a bracha, we introduce a Kishbochu down here in this world. And we connect the world above to the world below. So it changes from being a Shamayim, Shamayim, La Hashem, only the Shamayim. And we go and say, La Hashem, Aretzim Loya. After bracha, Kishbochu is introduced in this world. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu went ahead and he brought a Kishbochu to this world. Ramoy Shapira always says,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
He says this beautiful idea. He says, if you realize, who gave the name Yitzchak? Who's the one who said, Yitzchak will have the name Yitzchak? Who? You think Avraham. But the truth is that Avraham did it, but the one who told him to do it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, you will have a child, and you should call him. You should call him Yitzchak. So if you find it,
it's based on laughing. So
based on laughing, because of his actions, true. But the order was because of Yitzchak, you call him Yitzchak. What about Yaakov? Yaakov is two pshatim in Rashi. It says that ve'yikor shmoy Esav, plural. Then it says ve'yikor shmoy Yaakov, but singular. So Rashi says. Rashi says that the first part of Rashi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yaakov. Second pshat, then Yitzchak called him Yaakov. So Yitzchak or Avraham, regardless if it's Avraham or Yitzchak that gave the name, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very Gedushadik, holy name, who came from a very high level, a very high source. Who gave the name Avraham? The name, the original name Avraham, without the hey, that we start with. Who's the one who gave that name?
His father.
His father, Terach. He was the Oyvid of the Zorah. He was, considered to be probably one of the low, very low, we don't associate ourselves with Terach. He gave the name Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and added a hay in the middle. And threw it from Avram to Avram. This is what Avram is all about. He takes this world, he takes a name of the Zorah, and introduces in it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes Avram, and he adds a hay. Not him, through his actions, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds a hay. And it's revealed that really this world, with all the bad things it has in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in here. That's what Avraham Avinu is all about. And when you go through the Maaser of Avraham Avinu starts from being with among the Avodah Zarah. And then based on Chazal, age of 3, he figures out from this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And later HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to him. And slowly he grows and takes from the depths and the ruins, we call it, of this world, he grows up and matures to be Eved Hashem until he gets to the ultimate goal in this week's parasha. Shmuel tells him to do a bris milah, and he corrects his own body. And Avraham Avinu, when he changed from Avram to Avram, as Rashi points out, Avram is gematria, the numeric value of Ramach, 248. He fixed all his body. He took this lower body and he elevated it. He took this world and connected to Shmuel. That's what Avraham Avinu does. Going back to the Tzodek and Shabbos, regarding the Shabbos day, what we're doing is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Kedusha to the world. What we're doing is, we're just receiving it. We're connecting the same way Avraham Avinu is introducing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to this world, and saying that in this world we have a revelation of Hashem. We in Shabbos day are just accepting the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. That's the midah of Avraham. Yitzchak is the we have to work. Yitzchak is the we're going to accomplish. That's another level, another stage. Avraham is just accept and receive what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. Lamaisa, the Gemara tells us that the 26 generations, Gemara Pesachim tells us, 26 generations before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zanot mechazdoi. He gave what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just giving without them earning it. They didn't do Torah. They didn't have the Torah. They were not mitzuva voice. They were not commanded to do the Torah. And they did it only as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world b'chazdo, he was b'chesed. But with Avraham Avinu starts a new stage. Avraham Avinu starts, that the chesed is always there. But then now you recognize the chesed. So he goes out and says, I'm accepting the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avraham Avinu is bringing to the world. He's introducing, he's telling everybody, Elokei Shemayim, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Elokei Shemayim before Avraham introduced him. He was obviously Elokei Aretz too. But nobody realized it. Nobody recognized the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's controlling and giving us life. Avraham Avinu brought that to the world to recognize, to be makir b'tivos ha'shalokim. So according to that, we come to a gevaldik achidish. You know what Avraham Avinu did? Avraham Avinu is the amud ha'chesed. He's the pillar of chesed. And we asked, if he's the pillar of chesed, why don't we see that we're dealing more with the chesed of Avraham? You know what the pillar of chesed Avraham Avinu introduced to the world? Not the chesed that he's doing. Not the acts of chesed that he's performing. It's the chesed of Hashem. He's revealing the chesed, the good sky, you know, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing so much good to the world. That's what he's doing. He's the receiver of the good of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And l'mayis, that's never almost pashut, that we know, Chazal tell us, that Avos Him and Merkava, they are the chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, rides on the Avos. He is revealed through the Avos. When the Avraham Avinu is bringing chesed to the world, he's not performing acts of chesed only. Obviously, he will perform too, as we'll get to that in a second. But he is revealing the chesed of Hashem in the world. He's introducing to the world the chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing chesed. So that's all the nisyonos of Avraham. You know what the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu is? Can you go ahead, even through tough times, and realize that you, Akash Baruch Hu, is the king, and you have to do what he's telling you to do? Because he deserves it. You owe him. So they're going to throw you into Kivshan Eish, they're going to throw you into the fire. Will you do that? Will you still accept Akash Baruch Hu? He will tell you to leave everything you have. Will you do that? He will tell you to sacrifice your son. All these discernments are not for Avraham to do chesed, but to connect Akash Baruch Hu in the hardest of times. And that's what Avraham Avinu came and introduced to the world. So now, we can go, if this is the pshat, we can understand, take it to the next stage, to see what is Bris Ben Avstar. Sorry. Avraham Avinu, now that we said, he introduced to the world the idea that we have to recognize and accept the Chesed of Hashem. That's what he's doing. Beautiful. Shmuel tells him, you know you're going to have a son. He's in his 90s. It's very difficult to believe. But Avraham Avinu is a Maimi. He believes in Hashem. Of course he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a son. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you're going to go and inherit Eretz Yisrael. Not you, the generations that come. Avraham Avinu has a problem right now. Why? Because what Avraham Avinu introduced to the world is, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is so good. He's toiv meiti. He's going to bestow so much good on you. But you have to accept it. You have to recognize it. That's what that school that Avraham Avinu introducing to the world is. You have to accept and recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Suddenly Avraham Avinu is very worried. He says, very good, I'm doing that. But who said that my children will do that? Maybe my children will go bad. That's how the Ramban explains the question of the Mei Edo Ki Arishana. Says Avraham Avinu, how will I know that I will inherit it? You're promising me that my children will inherit it soil. But if my whole avodah, my whole work in the world is that I'm going and recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu and realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the world, how can you give me such a promise? Maybe my children will sin. Maybe they're going to go off the derech. Maybe they're not going to believe anymore in Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if my thing is that I'm just, that's the whole base of Avraham Avinu in the world, if I'm missing that, I don't have what Avraham Avinu introduced. So how can you promise me that I'll have children that will inherit Eretz Yisrael? So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I'll tell you how I promise you. There will be galus. There will be terrible times. Am Yisrael will have to go through a lot of suffering. But in the end of the day, through that, they will come and inherit Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, and this we spoke about in the summer, that Am Yisrael will ultimately go ahead and do the right thing. Either by just keeping mitzvahs, or they will be punished and through that achieve what they have to achieve. Because Bible tells them, they're going to go to Mitzrayim. They're going to suffer Mitzrayim. They're going to go through Arba Galuyos. There'll be four different exiles. There'll be many things. There'll be darkness. And at the end of the day, they will inherit Eretz Yisrael. Either because they're going to do the right thing, or because they're going to suffer and get through that. But in the end of the day, I promise you, they will inherit Eretz Yisrael. They will get it. They will deserve it. They will get to believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu either through the easy way or through the hard way, but they'll connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu some way or another. I promise that's going to happen. That's the Bris Ben Avstar promised to Avraham Avinu. He's bothered by his children, and his children need to do what he's doing. Recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu. From it, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them, don't worry, it's going to happen, and they will inherit Eretz Yisrael. Now, we go to the Gemara Shabbos Daf Beis. It makes so much sense. La'asi lavo, in the future, we don't know exactly when we're talking about, which future, which time in history we're talking about. But Chazal tell us, there'll be some time when Am Yisrael will sin. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will go to Avraham Avinu and say, Banecha chatu, your children sin. What do you say we should do? So Avraham Avinu says, Imocho Kedushat Shmecha. Says Avraham Avinu, I'm sorry. You don't need to do too much. Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megal, I'm the chariot that reveals the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Baal Chesed. And he gives even if you don't deserve. But you have to recognize. You have to accept the Chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be the one who is the Mekabel, the receiver. If you're missing that basics, you don't have what Avraham Avinu introduced to the world. So I'm sorry, Imocho Kedushat Shmecha. The only one who actually is Melamed Zchus, who is the, he's the lawyer who helps Am Yisrael, is Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is the one who accomplished everything on his own. So he says, they have to do it on their own. Let's figure out a way how they can do it on their own. But Avraham Avinu says, Akash Baruch will do everything, but you need to accept, you need to recognize. Chatu, you don't have that basic. The basic thing. And in Bris Beresayim, that's what Avraham Avinu was worried about. Avraham Avinu was worried, what will be with Am Yisrael, what will be with the Yidden if they do not go ahead and they do not accept the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Hashem tells them, they still inherit Yisrael, it'll be okay. But if at the end of the days they don't have it, because Avraham Avinu is introducing to the world the idea, there's Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to accept it, you have to recognize it. That's the main idea of Avraham Avinu. And really, this is the Gemara in Saita. And with this, this last Akuda will end. That really, we do find some Chesed Avraham Avinu, right? We know Avraham Avinu, we'll see next week's parasha. He went ahead and he opened the tent to the four sides and he went to Dochna Zarchim. The Gemara tells us, what did he do? He did Eishel. What's Eishel? Achilo, Shtiyo, Lino, eating, drinking, and sleeping. And what happened? It says, the Gemara tells us, it says, Vayikra Shom Mishem Hashem, he called the name of Hashem. Don't call it, Al Tikri Vayikra Ela Vayakri. Avraham Avinu went and introduced Akash Boko to the world. Min Lamin Shikri Avraham Avinu Lishmoy Shakash Boko Bifi Kol Oyer Veshal. Avraham Avinu went and introduced Akash Boko to every person who came by. Ketzat. How did that happen? He gave it to him to drink. What did the guest say? Oh, Avraham, let me thank you. So nice of you. You're such a great, gracious host. So he told him, Omer lehem v'chi mishel yachaltem. Did you eat for me? Mishel ki oilu machaltem. Yuchai itfam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoidu v'shibchu u'boruchu l'mishel oma v'oilu. And go say thank you to Hashem. Avraham is introducing the Ches HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. That's what he's doing. You have to recognize that. His chesed is only to reveal the chesed of Hashem. That's not his main thing to do the chesed. He's revealing the chesed of Hashem in the world. That's what he's doing. What he's trying to everybody to say is recognize, realize, appreciate the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. They say a story of the Altam Slobodka. They used to daven a very long Shmona Esrei. Usually when a rabbi or a yeshiva daven's too long and the whole yeshiva waits for him, people get a little bit antsy. So one time a Talmid decided to look, what is exactly the Halter is doing? Where exactly is davening so long? And he followed him and he saw that he davened davening pretty quick. Everything davens pretty fast. But when he gets to Moedim, that's when he davens. Does a long. He's stuck to Moedim for a very long time. Most of his Shmona Esrei is when he does Moedim. So he went to the altar. He says, what's going on over here? You're down very quick. You get to Moedim. So the altar says, whenever I say Moedim, I say thank you to Hashem. I go through everything that He gave me in life. I'm saying thank you. I have to realize everything I have. My life, the parnasa, the shirim that He has, the altar, this family, everything that He has to be Moedim to. That's what Avraham Avinu introduced to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us chesed. But what we have to do is we have to appreciate it. We have to accept it. Avraham Avinu is bothered by when his children don't accept that. The Bris Beresayim is that they will accept it. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that it can be terrible. Avraham Avinu, therefore, Avraham Avinu is bringing to the world is the Midas HaChesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning introducing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Chesed, and that we have to go ahead and appreciate, accept it, and realize it, and that's how we go. And Darach Avraham Avinu, We should be zoichet to that, Be'ezer Hashem.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.